Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm in the studio with my friend Kirsty Gilpin. She is not just a homeschooling friend, but she also lives in my neighborhood, and her husband Brian actually works with Classical Conversations also. So can you share with us some of the things that you do for your family elsewhere, but things that you do because you are a lifelong learner and you want them to know that you're a lifelong learner?
Well, one thing I think is really important as a parent is to be able to admit that you don't know things. And especially when it comes to our Christian walk, accept that we don't know everything there is to know about God or Christianity or what's in the Bible or to understand things. That our children need to see that there are things we don't know and that we are seeking to learn and understand them, that we're not necessarily content with ignorance, but that it's a reality of life for everybody in the spiritual realm as well as in the worldly realm. And so when they come and they ask you a question and you say, oh, I don't know, but let's go look that up together. So you haul out a book and you look it up, or you pull out the Bible and you say, well, let's see what the answer is. I think that's probably one of the most important things we can do for our children is demonstrate the humility of ignorance. But
what overcomes that? The cure.
The cure for that, you know, of doing the research.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history, from Aristotle and Augustine to Shakespeare and C.S. Lewis. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about classical Christian community, visit classicalconversations.com. That's classicalconversations.com.